5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Kevin and Lily Hayes interview. My favorite part of their episode was talking about Lily's awesome MF Doom piece. She's an amazing lady, and also she's an amazing artist. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have very special guests tonight. Please welcome both for the first time, Kevin and Lily Hayes.
Woo!
Oh man, it's an honor to have both of you in here at the same time.
Thank you. I love your son.
I love him too.
You raised a good one.
Thank you very much.
Always good energy.
Yes.
Yeah, and then your art is fantastic, and we want to get to that and really showcase it. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, a little background. I mean, was it hard? Like, are you the only kid? Go ahead, Lily.
Okay. I have another daughter from another marriage, five grandchildren, four great grandchildren.
Wow. That's just, yes. That takes a strong woman to just that alone.
Thank you.
Yes. Wow. Yes. And then you all are from the East Coast, right? Or no?
No. Well, mom,
because she has a really unique way of the kind of her accent, like her, you know, her accent.
I feel I mean, I always say that her first language is gibberish, and I think she like kind of stuck to it. But I think people think she's from the East Coast.
Yeah.
She's direct, but no, she's. You want to take it?
Yeah. Go ahead, Lily.
Born in Yugoslavia. Raised in Israel, and came to United States of America and became American citizen, and I'm having the time of my life.
Yes.
I speak many languages.
How many languages?
Okay, I speak, I was born in Yugoslavia, so I know Yugoslavian. I speak Hebrew, I speak Spanish, I speak English. But then I know many languages, honey. I have a very good year. No school. No school.
It's a good year.
But I have a very good year, and I can speak many languages, and I'm not going to get lost, no, please.
Shalom.
Shalom aleichem.
Yes. Mm-hmm. To both.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
I don't even know what that means, but I've seen, I know it's a proper way.
Right.
Shalom.
Shalom, yeah.
What does that mean?
It's just a hello.
It's hello.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's hello, but it's like you are telling us welcome.
Okay, is it, yes. It's the proper dialect?
Shalom aleichem is very nice thing to say. Yes.
How difficult is to learn all those languages?
It's not difficult for me.
Okay. You Spanish know? At all?
Spanish, I'm perfect in Spanish.
Let's
go, bro.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Hablo español super bien.
Okay.
Si no era judía, soy latina, 100% latina.
Oh my, dude, your mom.
Me encanta la gente, me encanta la comida, me encanta la telenovela, me encanta el gordo y la flaca, me encanta todo.
Mi amo es Esteban.
Yo,
oh, Esteban.
Yo soy coreano.
Sí.
Coreano loco.
Coreano loco. No se ve, se ve muy bueno.
Me encanta la comida de mexicana.
Sí, muy bien.
Me encanta tacos.
Taco mataco.
De asada.
Y carne asada.
Carne asada. Okay. Me encanta. Yo, how do you say I have?
Tengo.
Yo tengo.
Why are you asking her? Ask me.
Okay, yo tengo novia.
Sí.
Te llama Blanca. Blanca.
Blanca.
Blanca.
Nombre.
Blanca bonita.
Muy buen nombre.
¿Te gusta?
Muy bueno, me gusta. Me gusta.
She's amazing. You're like a superwoman.
¿Lo es?
Yeah.
¿Cuál? Telenovelas en español son muy buenas.
Wow.
Telenovelas.
What is that? Go ahead. What she
said? Yeah, she likes herself. Yeah, she likes herself.
¿Cómo es?
Telenovela.
Novela, ¿cómo es novela?
Las novelas son súper buenas, deliciosas, picante, mucho amor.
Es comida.
No, es telenovela.
¿Cómo es telenovela?
La telenovela es como la comida, es picante, tiene mucho sabor, mucho amor.
More flavor.
Exacto.
I got it.
You got
flavorful,
it.
Flavorful. Yeah.
El coreano sabe español también.
Yeah. Coreano es muy inteligente.
Okay. Qué bueno.
¿Verdad?
¿Verdad?
Mira. Escucha sí, y veo. Mira y escucha aquí. Ok.
Muy bueno.
Muy bueno.
Sí.
So, when did you start? How did you get into your beautiful artwork? I'm a fan of. He showed me the other day in the grocery store, and I really loved your aesthetic, your style.
Thank you, honey. Thank you very much. Okay, number one, it came when it was the pandemic. I was 2.5 years at home, and the professor gave me a pen and a paper, and he said, you know, draw.
Well, she drew a fish.
Yeah,
I drew
a fish. Right.
From.
Yeah, the fish was. In Purim, yes.
So she drew a fish, and I was just like, "What the fuck? What is this?" You know. And then I was like, you know, crazy. I was just like, "Yeah, you should draw some more." But I think that was probably like a year into us in quarantine, and we took quarantine pretty seriously just because she's older, this and that, yada yada. And then I was like, so by that point, it was just like we were like spent on each other. I was just like, "Dude, you're, you know, like leave me alone," kind of thing. And so I was just like, yo, here's some pens and here's some paper, like, you know, go. And again, we were locked in the house. So the thing was, she just started pulling records and like pulling books because she didn't know what to draw. So then she like started, you know, it's just kind of like looking around here. She'd probably draw Midnight Rotters. You know what I'm saying?
It's like plain and simple.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So she was just like unfamiliar with things, but she was just like, oh, look at that. You know, so she would like take photos of these things, bring in these books. And so then, on like a daily basis, I wasn't trying to like geek out too hard because I didn't want to like get her shook at all. But I was just like, damn, this is sick. Because she was pulling such gnarly stuff, you know?
But honestly, he gave me the push because he said, you cannot go wrong. Whatever you do is right. So the art is Lily's way. Lily's way, man. My brain doesn't talk one to another. And I see left and I do right. Man, at the end, people liked it. I like it today.
I love it.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you.
Love it.
Thank you. Honestly, I
Simone.
Think it's Simone. See.
The MF Doom piece that she did is the best one I've ever seen in my life. And I'm a fan. Rest in peace. I'm a fan.
Yeah, yeah.
And the David Byrne ones from Talking Heads. Amazing. Just the proportions.
Yeah. She got it. Yeah, she nailed it.
You know, there's an innocent kid-like quality through her art.
Yes, you're right.
It's inside
you.
You're right.
You hit it on the nose.
Okay.
Is the kid and me. That I never drew when I was a little girl, never, you know. And he discovered, he said, listen, you do it Lily's way.
Yeah.
And in the art is Cisco by Lily's way. It's Cisco way.
So she just had an art show.
Who's Cisco?
Cisco's dad.
My dad
is Cisco.
Okay.
So
shout out to Cisco.
She just had an art show. Mm-hmm. And so the name of the show was, it's called Cisco Rock Art by Lily's Way.
Yes, that's perfect. right? I chose the name.
You did it.
Yes.
Disco rock, art and by Louis.
Yes. Yes. Rightfully so, too.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Well, also, again, like, I think that, like, you know, regarding the stuff that she was pulling, it was a lot of, like, dad's records and, you know, just, like, it's, like, a lot of him rubbed off on her. So she just was, again, it's kind of just like being in this room, pulling from a bunch of amazing things. I mean, from Bowie to, you know, to like, you know, everything, you know.
Right.
It's like, you know, if she's like taking one thing a day and drawing something, that's a laundry list of like heavy, you know, art.
But does she start with paint or pencil or charcoal? You have an example or something? Like,
I
didn't mean to interrupt your. Go ahead. We'll get on to displaying her art a little bit later. I want to know some more background.
What did I do? I took like a roller, right?
And like
I was
a roller.
Doing, when I was doing lines.
That's a pen. A ruler.
That's it. I was doing lines.
Straight lines,
mm-hmm. square lines, you know, triangle. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, something came out of it, and it was nice and easy for me. But the truth, we had nice music in the house. The atmosphere was really good.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three. Create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Good. Everything was good, and it was days that I sat like for 7 and 8 hours a day.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We had outside at the show 108 pieces or 106 pieces.
Yeah, a little over 100 pieces.
What, at her latest show?
Yeah. 80 pieces were sold.
Yeah. I think it was over 80, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
This is great. So how do you determine the pricing? I don't know the art world in that sense.
Bert, you know Bert.
Oh, he's been at Dave's party.
Yeah,
right?
Of course. Yeah. The homie.
Did I swim with that guy? Of course. Every party we swim.
Bert's in the band for sure.
Yeah.
So it was like we were talking to him a lot, and then it was through ThinkSpace and Green Street. So there was a bunch of we went to meet up with them. So she saw the space because the whole time she was drawing, but she didn't believe. She didn't believe that anything that we were saying is going to be real. I mean,
she was doing it just for purity.
Well, she just started
creating.
Well, but also she just never thought that. She didn't think that anyone would take this stuff seriously.
That my stuff, I start liking it more and more. But such a success.
She just didn't think anyone would take it seriously.
Oh my God, no!
It's a phenomenon.
All our friends came to support us.
To me, it is. I mean, you know what she reminds me of? Her style, kind of like I mentioned this to you at the grocery store, Daniel Johnston.
Yeah, totally.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
There's the purity, you know what I'm saying?
She has that innocence. Yeah, listen, I don't know shit. Dumb and Dumber, we are here together, and you know, he tells me you cannot go wrong, so I'm not wrong, and I'm doing it.
You're like her curator. Yeah. You're kind of like curating.
Well, no, but the thing is, again, so again, when she's pulling out stuff, like she drew Johnson, she drew, you know, like, Eraserhead. She drew a bunch of stuff because, again, she's pulling from these books that I just have. And again, at the time, I was spent. It was like, dude, we were a year under the same roof because I was in New York. I was living in New York, mm-hmm. still in the mm-hmm. same place.
Yeah.
And then mom got a job in a music video for Phoebe Bridgers. So I was like, go to Phoebe. But I was just like, go to the shoot. And she's like, you're not going to be here, whatever. You know, and I was just like, dude, I'm in New York. I'm working, whatever.
No, I like to go with him.
And then so I flew out to L.A. for the shoot the day after the shoot was locked down. Right. So then for months and months, she was crying every day being like, but what happens if you didn't have, what if you didn't come? And I'm like, dude, I did. So like, who cares? But she was just like, no, you know, this and that. So the thing was, it like after a year of it, you know, because again, I was just going to be in New York. After a year of it, it was just like, okay, yo, take some of these, you know, take a piece of paper, take some markers, like, yo, leave me alone a little bit. But so she started yeah. going and like pulling out these things. I mean, dude, she was drawing like Thelonious Monk and Art Blakey and like just heavy stuff that
so
like
jazz influence,
dude.
Yeah.
Every
David
record,
Lynch,
I mean, dude, we were
all around the map.
It was like all the stuff that was like my dad's or the stuff that like I've collected over my life. So it was just like it's already been picked. You know what I'm saying?
So
I mean,
amazing.
This was like the Doggy Style album cover, or like, dude, like just literally photos of like In-N-Out. You know.
I love that. I'm going to go to In-N-Out in about a year. I support all that.
Yeah, yeah. So after a while, again, I was like, dude, this is cool because it felt like Daniel Johnston, but it didn't look like Daniel Johnston. It was
no, it's different.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I only use that as a parallel.
Yeah, without a doubt. Like it's like whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like her saying like Dumb and Dumber, and what she means, it's like. You know, to draw circles, she took like, you know, like the top of pans and stuff.
Yeah.
And like she came up with all these things.
Pan, I have the big one, the small one. Then if I want to boil something, what the hell happened to you? I forgot I'm using them for my drawing. So.
Yeah, totally. You know, just like she was taking like quarters and nickels and dimes. And
yeah.
like things that like I didn't
I
know.
That.
Like, because like, again, the thing is, it's like when it came
Wait,
to some
for,
of this.
For what, the face? Like,
or.
Yeah.
This is
what they do.
She would use like quarter.
Yes.
And then that's the
this
starting point to
do.
A face.
Again,
yes.
I didn't see it. It was just.
Oh, you weren't there for the process.
No way. Because the thing is, I didn't want to like tell her, you know, up from down or left from right.
Yeah.
And so the thing is, it was also like, I keep on saying that, like, by this point, I feel like I'm raising a kid. Like, I'm raising her like she was raising me back in the day.
He's a tough dad.
That's how it works, doesn't it? Yeah.
For sure.
I feel that way with my mom sometimes.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah. I do the stuff that she can't do.
Yeah.
I'll do the yard work in the back
well,
and stuff like that.
She still wants to do, I mean, like, he never did chores in his life. Well, that's it. But and it's the truth. I never did chores because I mean, well, I never had rules ever.
Yeah.
So the thing is, when she's asking me for like, you know, XYZ regarding help with a drawing, I'm like, I'm not going to deprive you of artistic growing pains.
Can we hold off for a second?
Of course, yeah.
Now, a word from our sponsor.
The Stevie Weeby Show is sponsored by Manscaped. My nutsack never felt so damn good, and I owe it all to this Lawnmower 4.0 and to the good Lord himself. Thank you, Lord. I took this bad boy down to Baja, California to go surfing. Because guess what, folks? It's waterproof. Make sure to get Manscaped Performance Package, which comes with the Lawnmower 4.0, the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer, the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant. This stuff will make your nutsack smell better than sarsaparilla, as well as the Crop Reviver Toner. Get 20% off plus free shipping with code Stevie at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping with code Stevie at manscaped.com. Keep things smooth and fresh as we say sayonara to smooth ball summer and enter fresh ball fall.
And we're back. Continue, man.
So I was like, If she's asking me what to do, I'm just saying, do what you're weakest at. And she's just like, oh, that's not the answer I'm looking for. And I'm like, well, we're different parents, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So like, she was just like, initially she was just like, I don't want to go big. And today we were looking at stuff to bring here. And she's just like, I don't like the small ones anymore. I like the bigger ones. And all the big ones were the ones that she was just like, now, like, damn, I should have gone bigger. And I'm like,
Well, she didn't know at the time. She was just creating.
Honestly, I didn't.
Of course.
She was just doing her thing, you know?
Of course. But I would say this to any artist. Like, what you should be working on is the thing that you're weakest at.
Oh, that's interesting.
So that's all I was suggesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, as a parent. Because it's just like, cool. Like, she was good at this one thing. And I was just like, sick, you could do it. Go on to the next. You know?
Do you have an example? Let's pull out an example of her beautiful artwork there. Yeah. Yeah, take your time. Ooh, look at that beauty.
But what is the date on it?
Oh, it's behind the thing.
Oh, dude, that is beautiful.
This is Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon. Did you see the legs? Look,
oh,
legs.
Oh, my God.
Do you see those legs?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And what is the date on it?
It's behind the thing. It's framed.
The date.
So that, I see with that pen, like marker and pen.
And this is the colors that I have.
The proportions, I just love it.
This is what I have and this is what I do.
Yeah, totally. And then here's another one that's this was like the opening scene from Gumball.
Oh. Yeah. That's amazing, dude.
Yeah.
Show the camera again.
Do you see?
Oh my.
It
is a trip.
Honey, so, this is Lily's way.
Yeah.
And I promise you, if I need to do this today, I'm probably going to draw it different.
What kind of satisfaction does that bring you? Do you feel a sense of peace when you're doing your art? Like, how does it make you feel?
I'm an artist.
Yeah.
I could see it.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I'm an artist. I feel really good.
You do.
Because people before used to call me Lily, funny lady. Today they call me you're the artist. When are you going to have another show?
Oh.
I said, listen, I don't know nothing. You have to talk to him.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Yeah.
So the freaking lunatic. I said, yes, talk to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how does that process work? Getting a show, getting the space, contacting these curators and
again,
all that.
Again, that's Bert. Bert's in the band. And like Bert helped out.
So he's like the agent manager type.
I mean, no, he's.
Guy
I think
something.
He's more of like the, like he's like the drummer. You know, like he holds a beat. Like he's like the backbone of the thing. Because
because we
were just going back and forth. Because again, she was just pulling out books, and so she was drawing these things and being like, oh, this is cool. And again, I was like, damn, you know, like she just pulled out like Kids or Gummo, you know, and I was just like, oh, sick. And again, like I wasn't watching her pull these things out.
It just happened.
Because again, I was just trying to do my own thing.
Just
again,
stay out of her way. Let her do her thing.
Because also, like, if I told her what I thought about it, I think that she would kind of freak out, you know?
Amazing.
Because I really like it, you know?
I love
it. And so Bert was like, yo, this is serious, and like we should take this as serious as.
So when was the moment the light bulb went off in his brain?
It was
where
early.
He saw something very, very special and magical with the art.
You know, when he came and said that I'm an artist, I said he is not all together, but it's okay. He belongs to us. I did a line with the dots. And he told me, this is amazing. I wanted to put it in the garbage. He told me, this is amazing, and you are an artist, and I'm going to put you on a show. I said, okay, he's going to put me on a show like I'm going to the moon. Then I apologized, and I really did, because he delivered.
Yeah.
The place was amazing.
Tell me about that first night of the first show. I want to revisit that.
It was friends and family, right?
Yeah, tell me the conception of like when you showed up and seeing your art pieces on the walls in this big space.
This was honestly, I think, I told him I didn't want this month ever to end.
Wow.
All our good friends came, all family Cho came. The Paul came
from
New York.
Shout out to the Choasters. We love the Chos. We love the Chos.
Paul came for me.
Shout out to Paul Cho.
We love us some Paul Cho.
We love Jimmy, Dave, Denise, we love them all.
The mom was there. That's family.
That's family.
But everybody was there. And the music was wonderful. The atmosphere was wonderful. People was getting even excited for me more than I couldn't even express myself. I didn't want this month to end.
Right.
It was so high. And now you have to start all over again for another show. But it was beautiful. Amazing.
Yes. Yeah.
Who was the guy that came crying? What was the guy? He came driving.
Yeah, I want to hear about the crying guy. Yeah, tell me about that.
Well, there was a dude who. There was a dude who came. He was in a moving company, and he came from.
Chula Vista.
No, well, he was
in San Diego.
San Diego. Well, he was in North Hollywood, and then he went out to Chula Vista, and then he came back
from
Chula Vista. Down to Chula Vista, and then back up
for her show.
Because he was just like, dude, I can't miss it.
He was and he
came late.
He bought a piece.
Well, I don't even know what. I mean, he's the homie. I don't even know what it was like. Because it's like also when he came through, it was very exciting.
He was very, you know, like, oh my God,
Lily.
Emotional.
Yeah. Because also, simultaneously, TikTok happened for us.
I'm glad you brought that up because we were just discussing that. You are big on TikTok, aren't you?
I don't know. This is what people tell me.
It's a phenomenon.
Yeah, it was.
So when did that happen? How did that
Same
time.
Yeah, because we were on Instagram and then we were just making videos and this and that. And then so during October, I came up with like a dumb idea of like, as opposed to like one Halloween costume, I was just like, we should do a Halloween costume every day of the month of October. Mm-hmm. And the first year we did it, it was like a dumb joke that was like so much harder than I expected. But by the end, I think the first year she was Kenny Powers, and like Danny McBride like posted as Kenny being like, a lot of you motherfuckers try, but Lily Hayes came through. And she was Kenny, you know what I'm saying?
Kenny. You know, she was Kenny.
Yeah, she was Kenny. And so after that, I was like, oh my God, never again. This is too hard. Way too hard. And then the next year, people were like, oh my God, like
you cannot stop.
Yeah, you gotta keep on going. And so it was like a meme that we had. And then, but again, it was very heavy and it was hard and whatever. And coming up with 31 ideas for a month is just a lot of work.
No, why 30? Okay, because TikTok every day.
No. Well, this is still Instagram. This is back in the day. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
So the thing was, so she was working downtown and she has her own business, the whole thing. And so I was like, yo, you know, I was working with a bunch of bands and I was like, dude, like we should make something. We should do this seriously. And she's just like, you're an idiot. You play on your phone with your friends. Get out of my face. Like, the internet as a whole was, like, stupid. She did. What do you mean? You know, just like, what do you mean? Like, yeah. Are you kidding? I mean, yeah.
Wasting my time.
Exactly, you know? And so I was begging, like, give me one day a week just to joke around. And she's just like, I work. Like, what's wrong with you? And I was just like, I think people.
So she's defiant.
Well, she could never see that. Well, dude. Don't get me wrong. I don't think majority of the people who I talk to could understand the power of the internet.
Right.
But still, I was like, yo, I was suggesting this thing because I was like, I think people like you as much as you think people like the other people I'm working with. And she's just like, it's not true, whatever.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Then the pandemic happened. And again, she was in a Phoebe Bridges music video. I mean, it's a feat. You know what I mean? It's like Phoebe's huge by this point. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, so she was still, there was like traction. But once we were locked in a house, it was like, oh, this is a wrap. And so we took all the stuff, like a lot of stuff, and I put it on TikTok. And I was very like not trying to like transfer Instagram content on a TikTok. I was like, I want to learn how to use TikTok and I want to be on TikTok. And it was quick. And they just like
and
adopted
her.
It just accelerated.
Again, she couldn't go anywhere. So it wasn't even one day a week. It was 7 days a week. Right. So I was doing these like TikToks. And then it was just like, people were like, dude, oh my God, who's this lady? And then, like, again, a year into that, then she started drawing. So already there was people who were like, oh,
the platform
man.
Was already solidified. Exactly. Right,
I mean, exactly,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Because the first time we started doing October stuff on TikTok, they didn't know where it came from because mm-hmm. we were already doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So when they started seeing, like, you know, her as, like, Oliver Tree or, like, you know, just, like, things that, like... you know, people on TikTok at the time identified with, because yeah. by this point now it's everyone.
Okay. Is that how Oliver Tree made his, because he's big too, right?
I don't even know. I mean, okay, like, he
H3 helped. And
he flipped the internet for sure.
I'm going to tell you now what I did in Spanish.
Go ahead.
I was Vicente Fernandez. I had his outfit. I sing his song. It was a hit, a home run. And Paquita del Barrio. So you have the two people that I told Kevin, this year I want to be Paquita del Barrio con los cabrones to curse the guys out, because this is what she is about. And this will be, it will be a movie. It will be a movie. This is what I want to do.
Wait. Give me a taste of Chente. What'd you do?
Yeah. Go ahead. This is your platform now. Go ahead.
But I need to listen to Chente, Kevin.
Bed, bro.
Okay, but it's not enough. Volver a tus brazos otra vez. It's not enough. Now, Paquita del Barrio. Paquita del Barrio, she's... thank you. No, I can do better.
Yeah, no, that was perfection.
Paquita del Barrio, she have something against guys. Probably she was unlucky in love. But she's a very, very famous. And La Paquita del Barrio es... rata de dos patas. Te estoy hablando a ti. No sirves para nada. Sos un cabrón y medio. Toquero para ti. I'm gonna be the guy too, and her.
Woo! This is an amazing lady.
Thank you.
This lady is amazing. I had a vision too. You know, I think the sky's the limit with her. I think she could do album covers, movie posters. What do you think about that? I think that's what in your future.
What like do you mean on the one today? Thank
movie
you very
posters,
much.
Album cover.
I have it like in my top of my heel. I can do it easy.
You can do
wait,
it.
Wait, how do you feel about? He's being honest. You know what I'm saying?
I'm being honest.
No, but you can feel it.
I see it. When I get something plops in my head,
yeah.
I just say it.
You have a nice, kind face.
How are you going to lie to me? I'm 75 years old. You cannot lie to me.
But honestly, don't bullshit. How do you feel towards someone saying that?
Honestly, I'm speechless. I really am. And I'm grateful to life. I'm grateful to him. You know, honestly,
is he a good son? He's a damn good son, isn't he?
He's a wonderful son.
Look
ask
what's
again.
Happening. Ask again.
He's a wonderful
yeah. biting her tongue over here.
Son.
He's looking out for you now.
Yeah,
especially
this, yes.
now. He's coming all the way around. Where, yeah.
This yes. But ask him to do chores. Ask him to take the garbage.
You raise a monster, dude. Yeah. It's
doesn't
like
doesn't belong to us.
Yeah.
Dude. So, you did this
but,
yourself.
you know what? I'm grateful for life.
Mm-hmm.
God give me a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful
blessed.
Life.
Blessed.
Very blessed, honey.
Mm-hmm.
He kept me at home. I was never sick. I took the vaccine, the shots, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Drink every day the most healthy stuff just to be... to be alive. Life
yeah.
is good, honey.
Yeah, life is
and
good.
And, you know, I tell him all the time, he have the best of the best of the best of friends, and they are my friends.
They are. They love you,
too.
They
are my friends.
Can I even bring something up that I'm remembering now? I went to a wedding, and you were the main attraction at that wedding. I didn't know you were going to be there and such a big part of the wedding.
Ah.
But you were the, when the smoke cleared, I'm like, oh, that's, Kevin's mom, you wed the two, the bride and the groom.
Jason,
it was shout out to Jason. We love Jason.
Shout out to Jason.
We love Paco. We love them all. Okay,
we love them all.
I was at that wedding. Yeah. I didn't know you were gonna be such a main attraction there.
I just know one thing. People really ask me if I can marry them again, blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't know nothing,
that's
honey.
That's a side hustle. That could be a side hustle.
You have to ask him.
She can do weddings.
How do you feel officiating the wedding?
You did a great job, by the way. I mean, people were... Honey. Dude, she could do stand-up comedy, I think.
But you know, it was free.
Kevin, please hear me out.
You know,
she's multi-talented here, dude. I'm telling you.
I can tell you one thing.
I think you can do it.
About me and him is 100% comedy.
Yes.
Him and me.
Kevin, please.
I want a...
We're kind of linked into the comedy. You know, I'll talk to Jeremiah. I'll talk to my bro. How about, you know, we'll do a mic. You could be on the side of the stage and you could mouth like the bits to be like, okay, this is the bit. Do this
bit.
I don't like scripts, but if you tell me what to say, I memorize it very well.
Lies.
So her.
Yes, very lies. Well.
Full
don't
lies.
Say
that's
lies.
Full lies.
Let her speak.
I never.
Let her speak.
Okay, I don't lie, honey.
I know.
But I'm going to tell you, if you let me speak from my heart, from my guts, from my bones, it's a hit a home run.
Oh, dude.
That's
you
facts.
Go wrong. A home
that's
run.
Facts.
You can't go wrong with you.
Yes. So I need to listen to a music, and then it's Lily's Way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we label this episode Lily's Way?
Yeah. Yes.
That's
if you want me to.
I'm telling you, I told you.
Lily's Way.
Lily's Way. But Lily's Way. It's a good way, honey. I'm an honest person.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
You're genuine.
Absolutely.
And then you're just inspirational.
I want to help everybody.
Yeah.
If I can.
You know, I think this is another great idea. Can I put this out in the universe? Lily's Way, I think it would be a good title for a documentary.
I love you guys. The minute I saw you.
I'm just saying, like, on, dude, Netflix, yeah, it would blow up, bro. People love documentaries,
man.
We need
him in our life.
I'm here.
You're hired.
Okay, I've
been here 18 years.
Okay,
18 years in this room.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. You don't need more than that.
Yeah.
You know, then you still work and you're going to clean and it's dusty. Nothing. This is a good place. You eat here. You sleep here. You watch television. That's it. Don't
you know
bring
why
people
I love
in.
I love you even more. You know why? Half my guests shame my apartment.
No way, Jose.
They make fun of it.
No.
They say he doesn't even have a kitchen. He has a hot plate.
Honey, cross the street.
I'm happy. Lily, this is Stevie's Way here.
This
is Stevie's Way.
Yes.
I'm
happy.
Stevie's Way.
I got a roof. I got something to eat.
Yes.
I got a toilet.
Yes.
I got hot water.
Shower.
That's all I need. Yes. It's Stevie's Way.
Honey, go
you
cross
know?
The street and
no
buy
car,
a hot dog.
No car, no nothing.
A
I have
hamburger.
Nothing.
Yeah. Hamburger and fries. I can eat every day.
Dude, I love her even more because I eat In-N-Out Burger all the time.
So,
I'm too lazy to cook. I'm too lazy to cook.
No,
why cook?
I don't know to cook. You lazy. I don't know to cook. I burn water. I don't like to cook. To me, it's a waste of time. Go across the street, buy $6-7 the food, and you're done. Yeah. Wash your hands, say to God, thank you for the food, and go back home. Do whatever you want to
do. I mean, I just think that she could do anything. She could do anything, and she could do no wrong. Documentary, album covers, movie poster. I mean, I'm telling you, man, she could do anything.
I'm moving over here. What the hell? The guy is telling me I can do it.
Wait, hold up, man. Let's talk serious, man. Does she have like a manager or some kind of booking agent?
No,
dude,
no,
you need to hop on that,
brother. Don't have nothing.
That's your mom,
dude,
brother.
Like I said before. It was like, once it was a pandemic, that's when things full went nuts. And, like, we haven't really been leaving the house since the art show.
No, we really don't.
We've been doing nothing until then. So it's very new that we were even, like, out of the house.
Oh, what about, so where have the art shows taken place?
It's only been one downtown.
You know with her? Global.
I'm only
global, brother. You're going to be global. I'm talking Tokyo, Berlin, London, Seoul, Korea.
Oh my God!
I'm serious.
Funny. I love how it turns like a business meeting.
I think it's a global thing. I think it's a global thing.
I'm going to tell you. I'm telling you, dude.
You don't even know.
Again, you're hired. Okay.
I'm telling you.
Oh my goodness, man.
How do we get her a manager?
We're going to have fun.
Well, that I mean, again.
Well, you as long as you keep having fun, right? That's the most important.
You're
going to
have fun. I can tell you that. I'm so like, I don't know where I was hiding. I was hiding in downtown Los Angeles.
Again, this is exactly what I said. I was just like, yo, give me a day.
Go ahead.
Well, she worked. Dude, she's a business. Well,
is she a hermit? Like, does she do her own? Is she kind of a lone wolf here when she does her thing?
She's, again, I've always used to say she's my mom and my dad. My dad was my father.
Yeah.
With my dad was my older brother with fatherly advice.
Okay.
Because my dad was just, he was on a sick one forever.
Yeah.
My mom brought home the bacon, like, you know,
hustler.
Just
and the eggs.
Hustler.
And the bread. All
know,
of it.
For sure. And and she was, you know, and she was mom. You know, she was like, she was a doctor and a nurse. And then my father.
You were a doctor and a nurse?
No. Was at the crib. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I was going to say.
He doesn't feel good. You want to know the trick, how he gets better?
How?
You put a dollar under his pillow and ask whatever it hurts him. He should come to me.
She'd buy my sickness. I'd like buy a nurse. Sickness. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh. And that's then my I give him medicine too. And he's fine.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
And so again, my dad was just like, my dad was, you know, I was a kid and like, he'd be just like playing Stern all the time. And like, so I was always up to like, for his whole life, he was like a really cool 22-year-old. Mm-hmm. His whole entire life. So at 60, he was the coolest 22-year-old in 2010, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And so and he stayed, you know, and then
what do you mean by that? He stayed like kind of youthful, like
forever. I mean, like I was older than he was when he passed at 64 or something.
63 and a half. This is a deadly weapon.
the tongue. Right.
You have to think good stuff, say good stuff. It's going to happen. I'm going to live until 60. I'm a happy camper. I said, I want 103. You know why? We are born in the same day, the same year. April the 7th, 1947.
I thought that was a lie. They were the same exact day, not a year apart. The same day.
Exact
4/7/47.
Yes. Wait, hold up. Let me see, because my dad's urine's right there. Hold on. Let me just...
You're there too? Okay. Oh. Opa.
$19.39. Love you, Dad.
Damn. Yeah. Shout out to your dad.
Yeah. For real. So were you there when he passed?
Oh, yeah.
Both present.
Yeah. We were around for sure. But what I was saying was, it was like he was always just, he was like the fun one, you know, and like in a heavy way. Granted, it's crazy because it's like when you talk to her, she's the fun one.
Oh, but, yeah, dude, come on.
Okay, but again, I would say in terms of my mom and my dad, she's like a politician compared to
he was nuts. Right.
He was full crazy. So the thing was again.
Wait, like clinically or
No. I'm talking about at 60 he was a 22-year-old. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like give me an example of kind of like some of the stuff.
Dude, I mean
the day
Amoeba opened.
Hey, shout out to Amoeba.
Shout out to Amoeba.
Thanks for employing me.
Oh, yeah. Dude, he took me out of school.
Yeah.
He took him out of school to go to Amoeba.
It's more important.
Yeah.
For the opening day?
Dude, 100%. Easy.
Dude, that's dope.
What I'm saying, dude. Of
Your
course.
Dad did yeah. that?
But not even like it was a question. It wasn't even a thing.
He
it was
just said, you were going to the record store.
Not even a question.
Didn't ask nothing. He just took him.
And
I was the store in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I mean, like if Jordans came out, Jordan I wouldn't go to school.
He didn't care. Would pick you up. He would
hold off things
for the Jordan.
No, dude, I wouldn't go to school, and I would just go to, we'd go to Bob's Big Boy on Wilshire.
Oh, love Bob, the chili,
yeah.
Bob's
and
Big
then,
Boy.
You know, and then, and so it was like, I would sleep in. We'd go, dude, oh my God, the Art of War came out. Dude, All Eyes on Me came out. Those were like events in my life.
Right.
She was just like, well, you guys are stupid. It's
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
But again, she wasn't saying like, but, oh, you guys shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, no.
So again, she would be going to work as my dad, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And my dad would be like, yo, man, let's play some hooky. Tupac came out, you know? Album number 10 by Too Short came out. There's obviously getting it makes more sense than like, you know, you learning like social studies. Granted, like, I don't know if that's the best parenting per se. Yeah. I think we're fine, you know, but that's what I'm saying. He was my brother.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Listen, I know to have health, money, and love in your life.
That's it?
Yes.
Those are the three?
Health, yes. Now, if it will come a success with this and you blah, 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 I don't know, you hit the lottery that I don't play. So health is number one.
Because no health, no money. No money, no health.
But you cannot do
nothing. Can't enjoy your money if you have no health.
Exactly. So health is first, then is money, then is love. Of course, to have good friends and to have good company and to have good family and to have everything, the best is wonderful, but you cannot have it all.
Right.
You cannot have it all. But those three things, if you can have it and you enjoy it life, and to me, I don't know, I love what I have. Dude, I love what I did.
That's a beautiful
thing. And like you said, I'm very
you're blessed.
Very blessed.
Yeah, that was some Scarface shit. Scarface shit right there.
Well,
yeah.
that's more her than.
Yeah,
anything else.
I cannot be Mrs. Goody Two Shoes. You give me the bad guy.
Yeah.
Can you have happiness with just, like, let's say you didn't have the money and you just had health?
Well, she'd figure out the money.
Oh,
she would need to.
Because she's a hustler.
Because she's
Scarface.
That's it.
Al Pacino.
See,
yeah.
The thing is, so look, and also I would say this.
Tony Montana.
But I would say this. Like, this is my life. My dad would ask that question. My mom would be like, you need the money to fucking to eat. Sorry.
I'm gonna tell you
honestly, after this pandemic, that I know people, I know them personally that died. I know all of my friends was sick twice and three times with the cacarona. Not him and not me. We stay at home. You don't come to see us anymore. You know, I said, I'm sorry. I wanna leave and I'm gonna stay at home. And I was drawing. Mm-hmm. I did so many in a year and a half.
Oh,
my
yeah.
God.
Productive, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now I'm willing to sit. And I told him, like, from 1 to 5, it's more than enough. Saturday, Sunday, I'm off.
Mm-hmm.
So this is enough. And today, what I see, I even go and I'm said to myself, wow, it really is me that did it. And I love it.
It was all you.
Yeah, I love
Isn't
it.
Isn't that amazing?
No, I love it.
It's paying off. Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
No, it's just that I never knew I had it on me.
It was inside.
It was inside.
You had to let it out.
I just let it out.
That's amazing. That's a beautiful thing about art, right? Like, she tapped into it somehow. Some people don't know how to tap into it.
Yeah.
They might have it inside, but they don't know how to tap into
Listen,
it.
Listen,
yeah.
You told me Lily's way is Lily's way.
It is Lily's way.
You know, I don't know if
it's always been Lily's way.
Yeah.
Yes,
but it's everyone's
way. But I'm
going to
try, and maybe I can do it.
Because she's looking around
but
right
again,
now.
Yeah, that's
right.
Exactly what I'm saying.
I see what she's doing.
It's just like anyone who's just like, oh, well, like, so how does she come up with the second she sees something? She's just like mental notes.
She hones in on it.
Exactly. Yeah. You know.
What is the Spanish place that I took and it was sold? The end in the
El Coyote.
El Coyote.
I love that restaurant.
Listen, I know we're gonna eat together. So, I was waiting for him.
The fajitas. Very good fajitas.
We were in the alley and then she saw a Freddy Krueger, you know, glove. In some cactus,
in some cactus.
Cacti, you know.
And just randomly?
Just random. Yeah. And she was just like, yo, look at that. And I was like, oh, cool. And as I looked back, she was taking a photo of it. Later on that day, she was drawing Freddy.
It was a Freddy Krueger glove.
Somebody bought it.
Yeah. Someone left a Freddy Krueger glove in a bush.
And she
bushes.
Saw it and
in
was just
alley.
Like, yo, that.
Where is that? Drawing.
It's in someone's home.
Someone bought that.
Yeah.
That's a keeper.
Dude.
Yeah.
So the happy faces.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Happy faces. I did happy faces with a vase. Happy faces, one inside the other, one inside the other. Everything I did, yellow and black and the happy face. A guy in the building bought it.
It's funny.
And he's a damn big baby.
No. It was, dude, yeah. No, it wasn't shaming.
That's all magic coming from here. This woman only produces magic.
No.
It's just pure
the happy face.
And you know
the happy face.
And you know it. It's just, dude, that's magic. That's what you have. You possess, I don't think you even realize the amount of power and magic. You're like the most powerful wizard.
I was saying this so many years ago.
What I'm saying?
Yes.
She's the way I look at her, you know, like if this is Dungeons and Dragons, she's the most powerful card. Like the card, it's like the lottery card. This one beats trumps everything.
Yeah.
You're
how
it.
Do you feel, bro?
Honestly, you don't see it.
I'm speechless because I know you're telling me the truth.
Well, see, now she sees it. Because we'll leave here and then she'll be like, Kevin, that was the, you know, like, cause she and she'll
oh, no.
get
this whole,
you know,
this whole thing's been magical.
And she won't be able to sleep in a way where, like, she's getting younger.
Is she self-critical? Like, cause I know artists can be hard on this. She has none of that.
Well,
going on.
I'll tell you this. Tell me if I'm wrong. Cause I mean, this is what I've seen.
What?
Every time she draws something, she's just like, wow, this is good. Cause I mean, I think she sees one-to-one fully, you know, she's just like, I nailed that, Gummo. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But then today, when we were looking at some stuff to bring here, she's just like, you know, the ones that people got are a lot better because the bigger ones are better, and the bigger ones are the last ones. So she likes what she's done last the best, which I think is really amazing.
Mm.
But I mean, I don't think that when she was drawing early, she was critical about it. I think she was critical in hindsight.
I wanted to fill up those walls. They told me those walls. I said they are crazy.
Right.
What they would be 24 hours a day.
So did she feel that? You feel the pressure? Once you knew you had an art show, did you feel pressure?
I didn't feel the pressure. I just felt that I need to fill up those walls. The guy commit himself to our old floor. It was amazing.
Yeah.
But when I came and I saw the job that they did and the frame, the way they did it, and he put it in a beautiful way, it was, I'll tell you the truth, I will never forget is the last day of the show.
Okay.
It was DJ, it was t-shirts.
It's funny. Yes. We had t-shirts and people.
Where can people get those?
People, no, we don't. We're not selling them right now. Yeah,
Lily,
yeah.
We got. I need a t-shirt.
Style. You're gonna get them all. What I'm telling you.
But people were coming there to see her, and people were asking to help sell t-shirts, and she wouldn't get help. She wanted to sell the t-shirts.
Yeah.
On her own.
She was working.
The merch booth.
Yes,
she was working.
Brought you satisfaction doing it
on
your own.
I knew how many t-shirts I sold, and I knew who didn't pay. I knew who didn't pay. He didn't come back for the drink. You know?
But
I love business.
She's a businesswoman.
I love business.
She has it all, dude.
Mom and dad, that's what I'm saying.
She has it all, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
The trifecta, dude. Like, all of it. The brains.
Wait. But don't lie. One second. When you saw the space in the first place, you weren't scared?
Of course I was. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even sleep just with fingers.
What, the night before?
When they show me the place, how are we going to fill it up? You know?
And she filled it up easy, though.
Yes,
you did.
You did.
She filled it up easy.
It was the last day. It was two girls doing tattoos.
Mm-hmm. Teal. So one of the things that she was doing, I think it's like if she was going for a year solid, the last third, she started drawing a bunch of Flash. So I started buying a bunch of old Bowery Flash, you know, like, comic, you know. Book. No. I'm talking like tattoo stuff.
Oh, Flash tattoos.
Yeah, like 1900s, you know, just like so.
What was the reason for that?
We were in lockdown, so I was just getting books to just like read and whatnot. So I was getting these new books of just like, you know, just again, early Bowery stuff to like, you know, the Pike, you know, so just good. Like, you know, like Long Beach, you know. And so the thing was, so she started drawing a bunch of Flash. By the day of the show, the closing, there was two tattoo artists that tattooed Flash that mom drew.
I was just going to say, I want to get one too.
I don't blame you. 40, 40 yeah, people.
Yeah.
I might have to get one. I might have to get one.
Dude,
40 people.
Yeah, I mean, now,
who bought the MF Doom one?
Foos Gone Wild, Little Mystery. Shout out to Foos Gone Wild.
Oh my God.
Little Mystery got MF Doom. Yeah.
But I have one.
Do you have a picture of it still?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I need that.
I might get the tattoo of that.
Well, dude, sorry, Doom, I might have to Doom get it. But earlier today, I was just like, what do you think your favorite was?
Yes, I said
that. And she said Doom. Yes.
I mean, that one is
Doom
magic.
Is good. Yeah.
Straight fire.
We went lit. DJ. Where did we go, DJ?
Oh, my gosh. Shout out to the Gold Line.
Gold Line.
Yeah, the Gold Line. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People came. It was amazing. Of course, I couldn't DJ. She's DJing now, too?
Well, she. Well, also, yo,
she
also.
What does she not do?
Also, I mean, yo,
when is this? I don't cook. I don't cook.
But she did cut up a record.
Wait.
When is this going to air?
In about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Because on Friday, no, on Saturday, we're going to be at Footsie's.
Oh, okay.
But we're going to see you at least once a month.
Yeah.
Of course.
I need her to rub off a little of that, that inspiration. It's inspiring. Now, like for the viewers and listeners out there, aspiring artists, what do you have any tips or advice to give them? Because they might be watching this. What would you tell artist in their bedroom right now who's thinking about doing art, what would you say to inspire them right now?
Don't be afraid. Take a pen and a paper and try to do whatever you can do, and you're gonna see what your heart talk to you, and this is my way. Picasso is one way. Lily Hayes is another way. This is my way. And you can never go wrong. Never go wrong. You're going to go with your guts. Whatever your guts tells you, you don't throw no paper because you don't know which one is a hit or home run. You start today, you put the date, 9/7/22, and keep going. Everything is with the date. The sky is the limit. Good luck to you, whatever you do. I love you. I'll see you again around. With all of us.
We're not done quite yet. No, that was good. We have like 5 minutes left. We have like ten minutes left.
Okay.
I wanna start pushing. Is there prints of Lily's work so we can purchase possible?
Not yet.
Why not?
We need some prints, though. What about
the people? Just think about the people that couldn't afford that piece.
They love that piece
so much, they just want a print of it.
It's coming for sure.
We have one MF Doom that is black and white.
We were only doing something for the show.
The show ended. I'm going to tell you about this show that we are there. We did the MF Dunes print, right? Print. I didn't know that even the Jewish people know who is MF Dunes until I learned his name. That it's MF Dooms. They bought the print for $30. They came and say hi and they hugs and kisses. I said, listen, how many prints did you get? They said one. For $30? I'm going to be gone in 50 years, going to be $1 million each. Okay, give me two. Right away, 10 pieces were sold like this.
Oh. Dude, she is a hustler, man.
They already came all the way to Highland Park from where we live. And we stay friends.
Yeah.
We stay friends. They invited us.
Well, we made a bunch of friends. Because again, we just started leaving the house.
Let me get a print for 100.
Yeah.
I want one for 100.
You're good.
No, I'm here negotiating here.
You got it.
Let me get one for 100.
You got it. You got
That's
it
respect.
For 30 bucks.
No. I refuse. 100. At least 100 for a print. I refuse.
You're lucky we have one.
Kevin, you please, have. I beg you.
Yeah, no.
I'm begging you.
We'll be making prints.
Don't beg for my
please.
Stuff.
We'll be making
prints.
No, for your stuff, you know. People need to get on their knees. People need to get on their knees.
You know,
dude, that's the queen, dude. She's it, dude. That's the queen right here, dude. You respect the queen.
Queen,
that's the queen bee.
So you better
that's
respect
the queen,
queen
right here. You respect it, dude. You put respect on her name, dude. Yeah. It's Lily's way or no way. It's Lily's way or no way.
Yeah,
okay.
Know, they wanted to choose the name for me. I said, no way you can choose a thing, right? And they loved it.
Well, it wasn't a choose. It was just kind of like a
suggestion.
Well, Cisco Rock, again. Mm-hmm. She called my father Cisco.
Mm-hmm.
So Cisco Rock, God
it's
knows.
A dope name. Great name, by the way.
Hell yeah.
Thank
great
you.
But again, it's like Cisco the Kid or something.
Yeah. So again, so who knows where that's coming from. But mm-hmm. it's like Cisco, the whole thing was Cisco Rock, Art by Lily's Way.
Yeah.
And I think it was just kind of like it was a little bit wild, you know? And again, I was like, dude, done. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
There's no going back. And so I think it was just like, it just sounds insane.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Cause it is insane. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? It's like, mm-hmm. it fully is.
And they wrote about me and the wall and all our friends came and it was a night to remember.
Oh my
can,
God.
Honestly,
that's just the beginning though.
Yeah.
That's just the beginning. We're going to end it with this. When is the next Lily's Way Part 2 show? Because it's going to happen. It's going down.
I said, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's put this out there.
Dude. Mom just has to, she's just making work.
I am.
Yeah. Are you still building? Are you?
Yeah. Today she started messing around with watercolor for the first time.
She's back at the lab.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
You're like
dude,
a scientist.
Yeah.
Honestly,
just back at the lab.
They love me at the art store, you know.
She goes to Blick.
I go to Blick, Schmlick. Lily's here, you know.
Oh,
I
there's going
to
be a Lily. She's going to be sponsored by art companies.
Yeah.
What's the name of the brick?
Blick. No, Blick.
Blick, it's the, do they make these? This is something else.
No, I don't know. I think they sell those.
But,
but just right here. It's just down the street.
So Blick Art Store.
Yeah.
So Blick, if you happen to be watching this,
If you're watching,
sponsor this genius,
very simple lady,
woman.
We're
looking for a full sponsorship here.
I love how this is turning into like a business meeting.
This is Lily's Way. This is Lily's Way, dude. We stepped back. This is her day. So Blick, if you're out there, seriously.
If you're out there,
we need a full sponsorship here, dude.
Blick,
whatever
you hear
art
us,
supply she wants, you give it to her.
You hear that?
Free of charge.
I love
okay.
it. Listen, you just
free
went a couple of days
charge.
Ago.
Charge. Art supplies ain't cheap, but she, come on. She needs her ink.
It's not cheap.
She
right.
needs her paint.
That's hilarious.
She needs her brushes, pens, all that, right?
What is the stuff that hold the
frames, too.
Wait, what is it called?
I don't know, Q-tips.
No, what? Q-tips?
Q-tips.
No. Don't say a word.
The thing that you put the canvas on it.
So what is it called?
Holder.
I mean, I'll give you that. But what's another name for it?
I don't know, something across that you put that and you paint on it, whatever it is.
It's what an
is
easel.
Easel.
An easel.
So
easel
companies.
Yeah.
Easel, we don't have.
Full sponsorship
for
Lily.
The truth is, I'm a bad person that I don't close the paint good, I mean the marker.
That's not you're a bad
and
person.
And then it dries. So you constantly have to buy, but it's close by.
Look at you using constantly in a sentence with no breaks.
Let's put this out there, too. Let's put this out there. Back to the flashes.
Yeah.
For those of you who watch this, get some more tattoos of Lily's art.
Whoa, I mean.
Because that's permanent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean. Yeah, there's.
How about if I get the Doom first, or you know?
Again, I mean, I'll show you. I have two on me.
You do.
Yeah. There's.
There
wait, how many tattoos? How many tattoos do you think you have out there?
We need more.
I know it's definitely now more than 40. And
40?
Yeah. The girl, even she said she never had such a nice day drawing people that they are so happy. You know, I learned how to do shoes, it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shoes. They bought it. They bought what mm-hmm. And people did.
Wait, Allison. Shout out to Allison.
Yeah. Shout out to Allison.
Yeah. Allison got the shoes.
She
yeah.
had the
Allison.
Shoes.
Oh, yeah. She's the one.
Got the shoes.
Oh, got the shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, but dude, there's some mom tattoos out there. There's some really tattoos.
We need more of that.
I mean, his friend have me with the Supreme and my cuckoo.
Oh, Supreme.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's
wow.
It's a. This whole thing is funny.
It's just
what else? This whole thing is funny. You know?
It's popping off. It's just the beginning. It's popping off, dude.
Honey, only the beginning. I'm
75. It's only the beginning.
Okay,
it's so get out of here.
Let's do it.
So time flew by with y'all. We need a part two, a part three.
Oh my god,
to just gauge this, you know, the progression.
Also, dude, oh my god, thank you so much for having us.
Oh,
for
dude,
real
whoa,
though.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I want to not yet. Oh, sorry, not yet. Sorry, I want sorry, you to sorry, promote. Sorry. I want you to promote her TikTok, your guys' Instagram.
Oh.
Her TikTok websites, whatever you need to do.
Yeah, well, we don't.
The
we
floor
don't,
is
we
yours.
We don't have.
I
much.
Wish I knew it. If
we
I
don't
knew
have
it.
Much.
Now.
Well, because she doesn't
I
have any.
Go home and work.
She doesn't have anything on her phone, or she doesn't. You know, she doesn't do. But mom is Lily Hayes on TikTok.
Spell it out for
LiLiHayes.
On
Instagram, LiLi_Hayes. I don't know who had Lily Hayes back in that day. I'm the dirtiest little rainbow. Yeah.
On it. Instagram?
On Instagram.
Okay. Websites? Anything like that?
No websites.
Come on. Let's get on it,
no
man,
websites.
Dude.
I know.
You got to solidify that.
No, ready.
Come on. Let's get going on, bro.
He get up in the morning. He needs his coffee. He needs his
I
breakfast.
Yeah.
He needs to go to the bathroom. He needs to take a shower for an hour. Then all of a sudden, okay, now I'm going to read business. Okay. And then, no, I can't. I can't. I like routine.
Me too.
I like routine.
Me too.
I'm the exact opposite.
He's exactly the opposite.
Exact opposite.
He loves you.
Well,
you love her.
I mean,
look out for her, man.
No.
This is a talent.
I love her.
Talent.
She's just not on my team.
Oh,
okay.
Just try. Try with it.
Slow emotion.
That's your blood.
I'm slow emotion.
Yeah.
Slow
emotion. I want to end this because I love your voice is captivating. Can you just take us out with another, whatever you want to sing, just from your heart? It could be anything, and we'll end it like that.
I honestly, number one, I want to say thank you for having me.
Mi casa, tu casa.
Gracias, igualmente a mi casa.
Yeah.
To say to the people, whoever is watching, that life is good. You have to do good. You get good back. To be honest, kind, and support your neighbors, you know, be good, you'll get it back. You know, somebody's watching over us. We had rough times, but now everything is gonna be just good and nice. I love you guys. I wish you all the best. You guys take care of each other. Adios.
Bro, where's the song?
Yeah. I like that. That was a great speech.
Taking us to church real quick.
I loved it.
It's good, man.
That was beautiful.
Thank
you. Yeah, now it's your... You could sing whatever you want, and we'll slowly...
Okay, what? Give me something. Do you think I'm a genius? I really...
Yeah,
I mean, give me something.
Do you have something in her... Can I put something in her ear?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need that.
Just make sure, just because it's copyrighted.
I totally get it.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for tuning in for another episode of the Stevie Wiebe Show. If you want to help support the platform, go to patreon.com/Stevie Wiebe. All my music's at steviewiebebandcamp.com. Scissor Bros podcast is the other podcast I'm doing. Go to Scissor Bros, youtube.com/Scissor Bros. Those episodes drop every Friday morning. If you want to send any packages or mail, send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. If you want to follow me on Instagram, Instagram.com/QUANGOU. And we're patiently waiting.
Dudes. Baby.
Okay. Three balls. Yeah. So here it comes.
Duck. Oh, baby. Rutty all night long. Rocks. Baby. Rutty all night long. Ducks. Baby. It's all night long. Ducks. Baby. Give me another song, man.
Disease hit hard this year, huh?
Yeah. Mother Nature threw the kitchen sink at us. Tar spots, southern rust. We had everything.
I didn't know if my fungicide would hold, but Miravis Neo really came through. Even with that dry spell, our yield monitor did not disappoint.
Seriously?
Yep. And with results like this, I'm sticking with it.
No matter what next season brings, protect your ROI with Miravis Neo. Call your retailer to lock in your supply today. Always read and follow label instructions.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.